Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, thanks for joining me. Another show of Real Estate Realities. Matt's got his Hawaiian shirt on, making everyone feel good. I was a little bit tardy, so, you know, Matt ripped me a new one, and now he's, you know, happy because I've started talking. That's pretty much what we're doing over here. Once I start talking, then he smiles and goes, great. So anyway, that's the introduction to today's show. It just gives you a little imagery in your head. And you know what? It ain't all bad. We got some good. We got some good. And that is 500 jobs coming out for defense contracting here in Colorado Springs. That's what we need. We need jobs that pay $100,000, $120,000. That's the type of jobs we need in this economy here in Colorado Springs. And defense, there's no question about it. That's where a large majority of it is going to come from. So one other thing, too, I want to let people know, just because I figured everyone knew this, but sometimes I'm like, oh, boy, you know, not everyone's in real estate, so they don't know. People are spending money on their buy-downs when they're buying investment properties. They're buying down the rate, right? That money is a write-off. So make sure that you're turning that into your accountant and getting the write-off, because if you don't, you're throwing money down the drain, right? So you're buying investment property. The money you're spending to buy down the rate is a tax write-off. Get that into your accountant. The bad is, which I need to just give everyone a heads up on this, I've done it before, and it's like ridiculous that people keep, not you guys blanking it, but people in Colorado Springs blanking it when they're looking at homes up in Flying Horse. They're like, this home's priced so cheap. Oh, why is this way, that way? And I'm going, because a highway's going to run right through there. That is where that highway's going to come in. Oh, you mean Powers? Yeah, that's a highway. Yeah, so you're going to have a lot of traffic there and probably wouldn't buy until that's in and you know what it looks like. And people quicker to forget. Well, they haven't started construction. Yeah, I know. It's been in the works since started developing it. It's just, yes, duh, it's government. They're running behind on getting that road put in. But basically, as you enter on your left-hand side, you can see they're starting to move dirt. It's coming right through there. It's going to come right by Classic, their new headquarters, and right out the other end onto I-25. So, hey, let's be aware, if we're buying properties in Flying Horse, that there's a road, a highway that's going to be running through there that can greatly impact your value. Keep your head on a swivel if you're looking at homes up there. Title of today's show. What is the title of today's show, Matt? What do you think we should do for the title of today's show? Boomers not giving up family homes? I think that's pretty good. We can talk about that. We're going to be all over the map. Yeah, I don't want to hone it in too tightly here. And, you know, I am pre-recording this show because I have to. I am so blessed that I'm getting married this Saturday. And let's look up that date real quick to make sure I got it right. The 27th. So I'm in here pre-recording the show and getting married on the 27th, and then I'm going on a honeymoon. So I have to pre-record the show because I'm getting out of town. I'm turning off the cell phone. Gonna spend some time with my beautiful wife, Samantha Cal. She is a commercial flooring, family business, 80 years up in Denver. So I absolutely love her to death and so blessed that God put her in my life, and we're going to have some time together and kind of get away from things. So that's where we're at. That's why I'm pre-recording. That's why the title's a little flustered, Matt. All right, folks, we're going to get a commercial break in. We'll be right back. Are you ready for a good day? They say you never see it coming
till it's way too We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
Okay, we're back into it, folks. We're flying all over the board here. I got a bunch of info to give to you. But one of the top topics, I saw this last week, great article in Barron's written on boomers are not giving up their family homes. They're not downsizing, and the millennials are upset. I mean, typical millennials upset because we're not getting our big family homes, and these seniors are staying in them too long. Well, you know what? Should manage your money better. Don't care. The baby boomers. And I did a show with Rick Stevens. I think it's going to be airing this weekend as well. You can go to Care News Radio and look it up in podcast, but we talked about it. The Greatest Generation handled money unbelievable. Baby boomers handled money unbelievable. And it's getting a little worse as time goes on. And here's the deal. I don't want to hear crybabies because these boomers, they got them paid off. They have their houses paid off. So they're going, why would I move? I don't know. My home's paid off. I'll make it handicap accessible. I'll figure it out. And you know what? I read this article and it was like a sob story for people with young kids and families. And it's like, oh, it's unfair. We should do, you know, here, how about this? Let's get the government involved and take those houses away and make them move. And then we give them for free to the millennials right after we pay off all their student loans and we give them a house too. Because that's ridiculous. I mean, you laugh at that. But I don't know, Matt, maybe in 5 years, there was stuff 5 years ago we'd sit here and laugh about that like today is happening. And you're like, ooh, okay, this is, yeah, this is confusing me, right? So one other thing that's great is multiple offers are back. Between $400,000 and $700,000, I was out with buyers these last 2 weeks. Holy smokes. Escalation clauses are back. One went $450,000 all the way to $490,000 with an appraisal gap of $40,000. We didn't win it because we're not going to overpay by that much, but it's back. And I'm telling you, it's because consumers have adjusted to rates. It's higher for longer, number one. And number two, all the realtors out, not all, shouldn't say, there's a lot of realtors out there who are saying, hey, I need to get my buyers under contract before July because things are changing. And so I'm gonna get all over my buyers to get them out there and purchase. So we have those two things mixed in right now, and that's what's creating that multiple offer situation. But I also do believe that, you know, we've kind of seen the bottom, guys. It is what it is. I mean, I'll give you an example. My home over in Divine Redeemer hit the peak of its market, COVID, 500,000. Then it went down to the bottom, which was like probably 3 months ago. And it was probably at like 420. Now it's like back at like 465. So I've told you this. The dip, I mean, there's like very few good deals left because we're coming out of the dip. And guess what? If we do get any rate cuts, it's going to be like unbelievably hot multiple offers again, like we're seeing now. Because, folks, you can't have a market take a complete collapse when you have 1,000 homes on the market. It's very difficult for that to happen, right? So inventory is still historically low. So I've been telling you this. It's where I told you a while ago. We're at the bottom, starting to see the upswing now. Are there still deals? Yeah, there's some. It's very, very difficult to find. I mean, I don't even think I found one really good one in the last month. I just haven't. It is what it is. I mean, it's kind of the state of the times. 1,074 homes on market, and a majority of that inventory is metro districts, high HOAs, high taxes, or stuff that's vastly overpriced. When you take all those, it's like 700 homes. There's 300 homes that are priced like well and competitive on the market, and people go, that's pretty low. Well, guess what? Back in the peak of COVID, 312 homes was when we got to the lowest inventory in the last 10 years we've seen here in Colorado Springs. I mean, that was ungodly low. And so here's the deal. What happened last week? 250 homes hit the market on Friday. 150 of them sold because they're priced right. They're ready to go. The other 100 are either losers. They're in high HOA, metro districts, overpriced, terrible condition. All right, so you got about 100 losers in that pile, but 150 of them flew off the market. Like I told you, escalation clauses, multiple offers, as is, right? I mean, these are the things you guys have to be aware of. It's not easy sledding out there right now, right? And I'll reiterate it again. Should we have a rate cut? No. Higher for longer? Yes. Does the Fed get political in third, fourth quarter? That's the kicker. I mean, you know, I and I'm not saying I completely, I'm just going to do a little devil's advocate here because I heard somebody say this. I'm not saying I completely believe it, okay, because I don't like getting too political on the show, but somebody said, Justin, rates are going up and so is gas. It's an election year. That never happens. Rates go down and gas goes down. And he goes, you know the fix is in when they don't care about those things and they continue to go up. And that was that person's opinion. And I go, okay, yeah, I mean, you know, all I got to say is, yeah, it's a little head scratching. And that's why there's all these different dynamics. Okay, I mean, that's all I'm saying. It's an election year. There's so many dynamics. And we have all this political friction like we've never had before in our country. It's sad to see, to be honest. Whether you're a Republican or Democrat, it's so sad. It breaks my heart. We can't have more middle of the road instead of this extremist on either side. But the fact is, when you have things like that going on, you can just have these complete 180s that we can't predict. We just can't predict them. So there's going to be a surprise coming down the pipeline. It's just, how does that surprise look? And I'm not going to sit here and try to predict it, right? I mean, it's just, It's too tough to predict. All I can tell you is low inventory and buyers are starting to compromise on rate. And here's another great article I read this week. Yep, adjustable rate mortgages are ticking up more and more. More adjustable rate mortgages. They're on the rise. Every month they're increasing. Do you remember I think it was 4 years ago, Matt, to go back find the show, but it was like, I'm not going to make you do that because I'm not that type of guy. But I remember I talked about what means you're coming into, some dangerous territory and corrections. And it was the adjustable rate mortgages are a market you closely have to watch. And it's sickening to see the greed come back when you have people are going, hey, we're going to make it work. We're going to do an adjustable. We're going to do a 2-1 buy down. We're going to throw the kitchen sink at you. You shouldn't be buying a house, but we're going to make it work. Fog and mirror. That's what Matt's doing. And so it's like, come on, guys. I mean, let's make sure we still have people's best interests in mind as far as if they should be purchasing a home or not. But I'll tell you what, I don't think even if we had 1,000 foreclosures come on the market, right, which would be an ungodly amount, but say we had 1,000 foreclosures come on the market, all these people with adjustables, stuff like that hit, that inventory would be scooped up so fast. It'd be ridiculous. To have a serious market correction here, folks, you're going to have like 3,000 foreclosures, which just isn't gonna happen, So that's just part of what I'm seeing in the market. And rent is taking a little longer to rent things. We're still getting them rented, but I'll give you an example. We had one at 2,500, Stetson Hills. Nice 3-bed, 3-bath, 2-car garage, right? So we got that priced, 2,500. We had to reduce it to 2,400, and it took us 18 days to get it rented. And we probably shot a little high on 2,500, but I give you another example of a great townhouse off of Power Stetson Hills, one of my better investors. And we're at 1775, and it took us, 23 days to get it rented? Still got it rented. There was no vacancy because we could show it the whole last 30 days. So it's all good. It's not like the sky's falling, but things are taking a little longer to rent. And what I've been telling people is if you have a good tenant, they're gold. They're gold, because I'm sure you saw the new eviction the bill that Polis signed off on, and it's like, okay, you are very limited on not renewing people's lease now. More power to the tenant, more power to the tenant. If you have a good tenant, don't lose them off bumping rent $100, and let's use some common sense. I mean, come on. If you have a good tenant, keep them. Incentivize them to stay. They're gold right now. They're absolute gold, so keep that in mind. Okay, it's all about playing defense right now. We're playing D, baby. Okay, and it's about keeping good renters, signing multi-year leases, and working with people. Because here's the other thing. If your tenant leaves and you have to remodel the place, you're looking still at a pretty much an arm and a leg. I mean, carpet's like triple what I paid for it 5 years ago. Triple what I paid for it 5 years ago. So longevity of tenants is the name of the game right now. And I tell you what, I'm just happy that we're not a massive property management firm, because there's been more and more saying, hey, we're getting out of the business. Thank God we're blessed. We have so many great owners, and we're just blessed with that. And I think I had a gentleman, great gentleman, it's fun to meet him this last week, and he's got a property we're going to pick up and manage, and then I think we have one more to go, and that's it. I'm so excited. It's a fun thing to get things capped off, because, it just means that, hey, we're full on business. It's a beautiful thing. All right, folks, well, we're going to cruise into the third segment. If you have questions, property management, rental sales, let me know. Justin Hermes, 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. Sorry, I didn't have things as dialed in as I'd like, but getting married this week, my brain's a little scattered. So give me a little bit of grace, huh? Give me some grace. But we have Luke with Crestone Roofing joining us next. He's going to give you some great information. So stick around. Once again, questions over the break, 719-232-1063. We'll be back after these messages. Somebody out there for you. They're praying it all gets easy. Someone you hold on to. These times are hard. Strange voices are saying, what did they say? Things I can't understand. It's too close for comfort. This heat has got right.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
We're into the the third segment here, Real Estate Realities, and we got Luke here, one of the owners with Crestone Roofing. He's bringing the A game. He's going to give us some knowledge.
With the energy in this room, man.
Yeah, he's going to give us some knowledge. So what's going on?
Hey, so you know what? We're getting into the springtime. We got an awful lot of bustling going around with the weather getting warm and people kind of thinking about last year's storms and things getting back to the mood to maybe file that claim. Or if you have maybe filed the claim, you haven't done the work yet. We're getting to that time where the weather's warm and we can get those shingles on. They adhere. You know, you get to the wintertime and a lot of the times those shingles will not lay down while it's in the winter. So we don't do a lot of roofing during that time. But here we are in the spring already.
Yeah, and there are companies that will do it. They'll slap it on as fast as they can in the winter. So if you had your roof done in the winter, it might be good to call Luke.
There you go.
Have him come out and look at it to make sure some of your shingles haven't blown away until, you know how most people know? They have a leak and it comes into the house. They go, Jesus, we have a leak coming in here. Oh, we're missing shingles on our roof. So you reach out to them and they'll come over and inspect that thing for you and they'll give you the honest truth. I had them out to my house and they said, nope, you're good. You don't have hail damage. And
that's how it goes, right? Yeah, exactly. I mean, right.
You know,
there's an awful lot. I think we talked about this last time I was in, but hailstorms are so strange because you could have one house that has a ton of hits and a ton of damage, and then the next door neighbor doesn't have anything.
Yeah.
So without getting some professional eyes on it, you just really don't know. That's why it's important to give us a call.
Yeah. Any other crazy like insurance breaks people are given right now?
Yeah. And so, you know, something that we do an awful lot for a lot of these carriers is a Class 4 free upgrade. So impact resistant has become such a huge part of the market here, specifically in Colorado, due to all the hailstorms and the increase in those insurance rates. A way for those insurance carriers to give back and lower those rates is to give a discount for having a Class 4 roof system.
What's the discount?
The discount, you know, I believe in the neighborhood of 20 to 28%
really?
Off your yearly premium. So
no.
It's pretty substantial,
high, huh?
You know, and we do an awful lot of them. We do an awful lot of free upgrades as kind of a way to give back to our customer as well for choosing us over maybe somebody else. And so, you know, a nugget of information, I guess, is that if you go back 5 years ago, a Class 4 impact resistant was really kind of a luxury, I guess you would call it, right? As we've moved forward through this process of all these storms taking place and the cost of goods going up, you've really seen that Class 4 take just really the point on what people need in their home and installed in their home to protect their property.
It's huge. I mean, any discounts you can get now, it's like, it's massive.
Yeah. A vast majority of the market has moved to a Class 4 roof system just to avoid the repeated claim process. Cause it's, you know, it's a pain for everybody. So we totally understand that part. That's why we try to white glove each one of our customers that gives us an opportunity.
Yeah. Well, how are insurance companies? Are they still fighting hard?
You know what? We're going to see what happens here through the spring and summer. I think last year they were just a little overwhelmed because it's not, you know, in our bubble in Colorado, people think about just what's going on here. And when you look at an insurance carrier or manufacturer of product, you really got to look nationwide. Mm-hmm. And so when you get multiple storms, whether it be a hurricane or a tornado or a hailstorm here, it affects the supply and demand. It affects the process of filing a claim across the nation and not just here locally. And so that's something that you got to take into account for some of these carriers and you know, how sometimes it becomes a little bit harder to deal with than others.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, folks. We've told you this numerous times. You know, we get Austin on the show. We beat this into your head, and I still have people who call me, and they say, hey, we called the insurance company, and we had an adjuster come out, and they denied our claim.
Yeah.
And I'm like, great, you got a hit on your insurance, and now it's going to go up. Congratulations.
Exactly. You know, and that's something I would say it'd be great to touch on, because my entire staff is trained to produce a report that is mimicking that insurance adjuster's report. Okay, so what that means is that we walk around the entire property, we take a picture of the front of the home, the elevations of the home, the close-up of the address, we mark out our 10 by 10 squares to give this opportunity. So specifically in your reference of maybe somebody getting denied, you know, if we can present a 10 by 10 square with the 8 to 10 hits that they're looking for to the insurance carrier after they've gotten a denial, that really prompts them to bring somebody back out and say, okay, hey, maybe we did miss something here. Let's take another look. We've had a lot of success presenting those facts to the insurance carrier and helping our homeowners get that roof covered by their carrier.
Do you have to get a public adjuster in sometimes?
You know, every once in a great while, I really try to avoid that just for the sake of it costs and it gets ugly. And, you know, that's not our way of doing business. I like to
take them on the golf course of flying.
There you go. Yeah,
say,
exactly.
Hey,
that's
we
easy.
We can all get along. Hey. It's okay.
It's amazing how much that works. So
yeah, if you don't golf, you can ride along and watch me golf because I'm better than you anyway.
You got a nice view. You know, something that I thought was really interesting is one of the articles that came out just here this year, maybe about a month ago, was that only 17,000 roof permits were pulled in 2023. The industry-wide report that we're getting is that you have 80 to 100,000 homes that are affected by last year's hailstorm just in El Paso County. And so if you think about that, you haven't even touched, you haven't even scratched the surface of the damage that is out there. And it's very important for the homeowners and our community to understand that you only have 1 year to file your claim from the time that you have damage.
Did it used to be two? Has it always been 1 year?
I think it might. You might be right with the 2 year. It seems to be a golden standard now that it's one.
1 year.
And I think that they just, I think that this kind of goes back to the carriers being so bogged down.
Yeah.
They really try to expedite this stuff and make it quick and let's get it taken care of. And so that's so interesting because you have 17,000 roofs that have just been re-roofed basically by our local contractors here in the community, but we don't have those other, we're missing the other 50 to 70,000, right? And yeah. So time's
and
running out.
Probably some where they didn't pull the permit.
Oh yeah. There's always a couple out there. That's definitely not something
from out of state.
Yep. It's frowned upon for sure. You know, it's amazing that people can stay in business doing things that way, but
yeah, but I tell people this story, the one on FedEx.
Yeah.
Because my buddy's a regional building inspector. He says, guess who I trip feed today? I said, who? This was like 4 years. He goes, the FedEx off power.
Yeah.
He goes, those guys came into town. They didn't pull a permit. And he goes, that's an expensive trip fee.
It is.
You know, but you go, okay, like that's FedEx. So some people who think, well, my guy was good. You know, I know he pulled a permit.
Yep.
So few people don't realize, like, it's not to, you know, it's same thing with realtors, right? Someone can dress up nice and have a good logo.
Absolutely.
And all of a sudden you're going, hey, I feel good. I'm good to go. And you didn't even go on regional building.
No.
And look up if they pulled a permit, whatever.
It does happen. You know, it's something that in our closing packet to the homeowner, they get their warranty, they get their roof information, copy of the contract, copy of the roof permit, right?
Yeah.
And that way they know that everything is kosher and that we've done everything that we need to do to stay in good standing with the community and with the Pikes Peak Regional.
Yeah. And you guys just did the one over on Oro Blanco, right?
That's right. Yeah. Just finished that one up.
So,
you know, real smooth process. She's a very, very nice lady. So,
yeah, I think we met Layla through radio and she's like out of state.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? But that's what's helpful, folks. You got somebody here on the ground who can, you know, you own an investment property, it's out of state, or you live out of state, right? We have some people who tune into the podcast. You know, you got somebody here, boots on the ground, who can take care of it for you.
Many of folks, I think, and a few of them met through you, but they don't live here. So there's a lot of trust, right, that they give us to provide them with a service that is going to be next to none and that we'll follow through and do what we say we're going to do, which is exactly what we're here for.
All right, Matt's giving us the minute countdown. How can people get a hold of you, Luke?
Hey, we're here at 3205 North Hancock Avenue, right here in Colorado Springs. 719-491-0448 is the phone number, info@creststoneroofing.com. You can go to our website as well, www.creststoneroofing.com as well.
Yeah, and we appreciate you guys sponsoring the show.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're happy to do so.
Yeah, that's why it happens, folks. People step up, they do the show, and, you know,
it's a good partnership.
Yeah, it is, and I can feel really good about having Crestone on because they haven't messed up one of my clients yet, which people don't understand. That's a huge accomplishment. You know, you guys are batting 1,000.
I like the yet in there. That's good. Hopefully never,
yeah, I
but
shouldn't
you
say
never
it
know.
Like that, but they bat 200 in the major leagues. You guys are batting 1,000.
There we go. I appreciate you.
It's good. All right, folks, use the gifts God has given you. Bless somebody else. Have a fantastic week, and we'll be right back here next week, 10:30, and again at 1. Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities.
Our God is an awesome God. He
got
him. From heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.